98.1 FM and AM 1220.
I am so happy to have KHCS keeping me informed during the COVID-19 pandemic.
Live and local.
May is National Foster Care Month. Has been so since 1988. In LA County alone, the foster care population exceeds 21,000 children, with 500 of those foster children waiting for an adoptive family. There is no better person to talk to about the subject with than Bernadette Boylan, who is the foster care and adoption supervisor at Children's Bureau. And Bernadette joins me on the line right now. Bernadette, you there?
I am. Hi, Aaron.
How are you? How are you holding up these days?
I'm holding up, you know, just working from home today. So I really appreciate you having me on air with you.
Of course, of course. Has that been the norm? Are you working from home full time, or is this what's your routine like now?
No, we are working from home and have been pretty much for the last, 8 to 9 weeks. There's still a need, obviously, for us to continue to do this work. And that's why I'm glad I'm with you today, because we need families. As you mentioned, May is National Foster Parent Month. We also call them resource parents. We really have a need to get some more families because, like you said, there are over 21,000 children in LA County alone needing families.
It's remarkable. I want to start with the most basic question. What is the difference between foster care and adoption?
If you want to be a foster parent, a resource parent, you're basically just providing a stable and nurturing family for a child until they can be reunified with their birth family, whether that's mom or dad or grandma, aunt and uncle. Or they can be matched with an adoptive family. If you're interested in being a foster adoptive family, it's still the same thing. You start with fostering. However, if the child is unable to reunify with birth family, then the family that's currently fostering them would pursue a permanent plan adoption with that child.
Who qualifies to be a resource parent, resource family, whether temporary or permanent? Do you have to be married? Is there a certain income level that you have to have?
We're basically asking people to be adults over the age of 21. You kind of have to have a little bit of a flexible schedule. Any of us who are parents already know being a parent is not a 9-to-5 job. You got to have flexibility. You need to be self-supporting financially, and you need to basically genuinely like kids, right? But we're asking families to have the ability, willingness, and resources to do 5 things. And that's to protect and nurture kids. We want you to help meet their developmental needs and address their delays. We definitely want you to support their relationships with their birth families. We want you to connect them to safe and nurturing relationships intended to last a lifetime. And we need you to work as a member of a professional team, because it takes a lot of people to make this process work. You don't need to be married. You can be a same-sex couple. There's really no limit to it, except if you really can meet these things that I just mentioned, that's what we're focused on.
Right. And Children's Bureau doesn't place blind faith in you meeting those 5 things. You had mentioned a screening process. How involved is that screening process, and how long does it generally take?
Well, we definitely provide training first and foremost, and support, and we have resources from start to the middle to the end of your journey if you choose to do this. The most important thing I would tell people is to attend our online orientation. That orientation really answers kind of those basic questions. Maybe you've been thinking about it for about, the last year. Is this something I think I can do? This orientation is going to hit those questions for you. And it might answer for you, yes, this is for me, or, oh gosh, what was I thinking? I don't think I can do this. And then you would move on to filling out an application, and then the process starts. And you're kind of looking from start to finish. If you really don't procrastinate and you really follow through and turn everything in, you could be approved within 3 months.
She's Bernadette Boylan, the foster care and adoption supervisor at Children's Bureau. Of course, May is National Foster Care Month, has been so since 1988. She's joining us on the line here on your hometown station, KHTS 98.1 FM and AM 1220. Given our current situation, especially here in LA County, where we had mentioned that there's over 20,000 kids in the foster care system, what are the added pressures and added challenges
Well, all of our kids that come into the system have been separated from their birth parents because of some sort of abuse or neglect. And so you're dealing with a child that had trauma. So you need to parent differently. So that's why we offer, like I mentioned, you know, some of that training and support. You have to be open to that because these kids have extra triggers. Mm-hmm. And you have to be willing to really meet their needs, which may look in the form of, you know, extra services, therapy. Maybe some children are taking medication, working with the school because the children are struggling with their academics. You just have to be open and willing to really see what this child needs and meet them where the child's at, and being open to learning and educating yourself the best way you can. And our agency offers that. We have ongoing training throughout the entire year of your approval, and then when it's time to be reapproved, you get to start more training after that. You have a social worker available to you 24/7. So you can't beat that.
Right.
You know, it's like somebody holding your hand through the process.
And how do you guys go about matching the foster care to their resource parents?
Once you have gone through the process and you've really identified based on what your how your family's already made up, maybe you already have children, we just don't pile kids in there. What we're really looking at is your family on a basis, you know, basis on how who's working, kids in school, the ages of the children you already have, the children you desire to have join your family. So we really look at it and look at what physical space you have available. So it's not a cookie cutter type of formula. We want to meet the needs of the children that need families. So we do a very thorough family assessment, and that helps determine which children can join your family.
What are the age range of the foster kids in the Children's Bureau system?
Newborn, right out of the hospital, all the way up until 20. Yes, we're talking itty bitties, you know, little 2 day olds that you can literally be bringing home from the hospital, all the way up to 21 year olds. You know, people think, oh, kids turn 18 and they age out of the system. No, there are children, young adults, up to 21. So it's a wide spectrum. If you're interested in babies, great. But I'll tell you what the need is for. We're really for children who are school age and are siblings. There, we turn away at approximately 10 calls a day for siblings because most people think, oh, I'm just going to start with one. Mm-hmm. So we're really asking people if they're interested in this process to really, really think about the possibility of taking at least two kids and keeping siblings together because they deserve that.
The month of May is National Foster Care Month. We're talking to Bernadette Boylan, the Foster Care and Adoption Supervisor at Children's Bureau. Since 1904, over 100 years, Children's Bureau has been a private nonprofit leader in preventing child abuse and neglect and treating children who have suffered. Their innovative, comprehensive services help thousands of at-risk children, not only here in LA County, but Orange County and across the state of California as well. You guys were sort of built for the pandemic. You guys have all of these online informational meetings. How often do these meetings go on? Are they a monthly thing, a weekly thing?
You know, in the old days, which was what, you know, before this pandemic, we had monthly, orientation meetings, you know, held here in Santa Clarita. But to meet the demands and the needs of what we're going through right now as a country, we are offering online orientations. And there's a couple ways that people can find out about those. They can go ahead and make a phone call at 1-800-730-3933, or they can go on our website, which is full of information, and fill out a request form at www.allforkids.org, and that's the number 4. And you just click on the program, Foster Care and Adoption, and it will give you the information you need for the next online orientation.
Awesome. Additional information, it's all right there on the website. As Bernadette mentioned, allforkids.org, that is the number 4, allforkids.org, allforkids.org. I can't imagine the level of stress, the amount of pressure placed on you and all of the adoption supervisors at Children's Bureau. So thank you so much for taking the time out to come on and talk to us today, Bernadette.
Well, Aaron, thank you. I love talking to you guys, and I appreciate you helping us really, really put the word out that every child deserves a family, and we just need some families to join us in this journey. And Children's Bureau has been doing this for 116 years. So I think we know what we're doing, and we would love for some people to really just try the orientation and see if this is right for them and help some children out.
Awesome. Again, allforkids.org. That is the number for Bernadette. Thanks so much, and take care.
Thank you, Aaron. Take care.